Well, you know comedy's not good, right?
Holy shit. This is breaking news.
Mm-hmm. I mean, your comedy's not good, Sam.
That's fair. Oh. And now, Impolite Company presents The Lion's Den. Roar!
Lifestyle and Canadas, action, adventure, sex and violence, comedy, the drama gets extra wild when we get cinematic. I've been an addict of the beats, fuck with me cause I got full custody of the seeds that I plant between measures. Extreme pleasure like a dream in the queen's treasure, more better blues till we fade to black.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another edition of Impolite Company's The Lion's Den. This is your host, Sam Lyons, hoping you guys all had a... I hope your 4th of July was a good day. I'm not going to say I hope you had a happy 4th or happy Independence Day or whatever, because I understand we've all got our different opinions and feelings and takes on 4th of July, and I get it. There it's a lot of valid points, but regardless of whether you celebrated the holiday or didn't, or celebrated in public but made a bunch of posts on Facebook against it, or vice versa, however you did it, I hope that it was another good day for you. You know, I hope that you woke up, I hope the sun was shining down upon you. And, you know, even if you didn't have, like, the stars and stripes up and you weren't wearing America this, America that, I hope you got some barbecue, because there's never a bad time for barbecue. And honestly, I think even more so if you are against the celebration of the holiday, you should double down and just eat all the ribs, all the barbecue chicken, all the steak, drink all the beer, all the Natty Ice, all the Bud Light. Be out in that pool from sun up to sundown, get your whole body pruned. And the whole time, just know that you yourself are not celebrating the holiday. Just because you're not celebrating the holiday doesn't mean you can't enjoy the perks that come with it. And you know, I saw a lot of posts from people during the holiday that basically said, you know, we're celebrating Independence Day in a country where we have children locked in cages currently. I think that's an excellent point to make. So I just want to take a moment to say, I hope all of you who made that point on Thursday are still making that point today, Monday, July 8th. Just because the holiday's over and we're back at work doesn't mean the fight stops. It doesn't mean the struggle stops. We're still not all free until we're all free. So let's keep that in mind. And also, let's knock it the hell off with the fireworks, you guys, alright? You're not doing anything different with your firework display. You're not a badass for setting them off 4 or 5 days after the holiday. We get it. Star spangles and fire, you know, cannons in the air. It's representative. Okay, cool, whatever. It's still just a tradition that we stole from, you know, ancient Chinese society, and I'm sick of it. There's someone riding up and down the street the other night just shooting fireworks at houses, not, you know, like, intentionally just aiming them at people's front doors and at their lawns and bushes. And what the hell's wrong with you guys? Like, they can be pretty, I'm sure, yeah, they can be intricate and cool, but just go to the downtown display and enjoy that from, you know, take your folding chair out there, take a cooler out there, enjoy it that way. Every 3-block radius doesn't need to have their own involved, convoluted display, alright? It's not original, it's not different, it's just dangerous. Someone's gonna get hurt. Something like 8 people got hurt in a display gone wrong in Webster Groves. Let's knock it off. You're not a firefighter, you're not trained to put out the flames if the explosion is too much, so know your role, shut your mouth, drink another beer, and eat another rib, and that's all you gotta do. Make sure there's no raisins in your potato salad. Unless you like raisins in your potato salad, I guess. I mean, that's not my thing, but there's something for everybody, so go for it, go with God, or whatever deity or form you look up to. And just be careful with the fireworks. Like, look, if you're gonna keep on doing it for the rest of, I know they keep saying it's until July 31st, we're popping fireworks. Just be safe, guys. Don't do it in, like, an overly dry area. Don't do it in, like, a crowded, populated area. If you could spring for the money to get some fireworks together, maybe take part of that. you and your friends get together spring for, I don't know, like a Uber or something out to like a county area where that shit's allowed. Like, don't. They said they burned a deli got burned down last 4th of July because people were dicking around and shooting off fireworks where they weren't supposed to. Macklin Deli went down in flames like that. And it was a, you know, it was a great deli. They had some great sandwich options there. And just nobody can enjoy that now because y'all know how to act. You act like you've never been anywhere before. If you've been to the firework display store, make sure that you've gotten some kind of professional training if you're going to be out there doing that. Let's just all, let's have a wild summer, but a safe summer at the same time. You know, let's have a wild one, but not so wild that we're not around to tell the story of it. That's all I'm saying. So holiday's over. I had a good one. Had 5 days off. One of those was just because I had to get a root canal. That was a lot of fun. I just knew I wasn't going to be able to handle being at work the next day, so I just took the day off ahead of time and headed down to Mississippi early, went down to Oxford for the 4th. And, of course, I had a great time like I always do. Got to pop in and see some old friends. Got to see my family, of course. That's always a big part of it. Hit the karaoke strip, took it back to my roots at Roosters down in Oxford, Mississippi. Always a great time for karaoke. If you ever find yourself down in the South, that's definitely where you should be going. It's definitely doing karaoke down there is always a bit of a wake-up call for me now when I go back and visit. Because up here in St. Louis, most of the karaoke I go to, there's a wide range of ages that are out there enjoying the party. You know, yeah, it's a lot of, you know, mid to late 20s, 30s, but 40s, 50s, everybody's out there doing it. But karaoke in a college town, it's pretty much just the college kids. I saw 4 different kids get thrown out with fake IDs in an hour at this karaoke. Nothing makes you feel older, honestly, than 19-year-old Brad in his chubbies and pastel blue short sleeve polo. Getting up on stage and doing Colt 45 like he has any idea what he's talking about. It'll really help to put things into perspective for you and take stock of your life and reevaluate some of your choices and decisions and some of the actions that have led you to where you are. And so I did that. I took a minute and I took stock in my life. And I decided I'm still doing pretty well, and then I signed up for another song. But, you know, anytime I'm going out of town, no matter where I'm going, no matter what the purposes, if it's a celebration or a sad event, whatever's going on, I'm carving out some karaoke time. So that had to be a big part of it for me, of course. But yeah, so we made it through the holiday. We're back on the regular schedule. That's the last real holiday that gets celebrated until Labor Day in September, I guess. So I guess we can all enjoy the rest of our summer just spending it working 5 days a week. That's always a good time. But make sure, you know, as adults, that was the other thing about being back in Oxford, is it really made me kind of miss college a little bit, because the students that were there taking summer classes, which means they're like doing a class a day, 2 hours a day they're in class, maybe studying for 20 minutes, and they're kind of just at camp. Like the campus just becomes a summer camp for 3 months. And it really, I look back on it fondly, and I wish I could still get that kind of full summer vacation feel. But what it's really all about when you can't get the full June to September vacation, it's about carving out those little bits of time for yourself to kind of make your own summer break. Some of the ways you can do that are just, you know, cutting out of work a little early in the afternoon. If you're in a position where you can do that, doing that, or maybe putting aside one of those sick days and just calling it in when the weather's nice, you know, it's 75, 80 degrees, you just call in, oh, I'm not feeling, I don't want to get the whole office sick, you know, and then you just grab your trunks and a cooler and just head out to the pool or down to a lake, or find yourself a nice patio to set up for the day and just soak in the sun and have some drinks. Play some volleyball, head out to the park, you know, it's beautiful outside right now, guys. It's hot. It's hot as hell, I'm not going to deny that, but it's also gorgeous and very pretty to look at. So make sure that you don't let the entire summer pass you by without taking some time for yourself. Make sure you take those little moments to kind of just regroup and refresh and get back up to 100%. Go catch some lightning bugs. I don't, fireflies, whatever you call them. If their asses light up and they're only out for 2 months, get a jar out there and go catch you some. Pretend you're 5 years old again, you know? Find an ice cream truck. Go get a Snickers ice cream bar from an ice cream truck playing the Jib song. Yeah, just have fun. Don't grow up too quick is really what I'm saying. Summer isn't just for kids. Summer is for everybody. So make sure that you enjoy yours. One way you can enjoy your summer is by supporting some of our sponsors. We've got some fantastic sponsors. They're just great places to hang out during these months. Of course, we've got the Crow's Nest at 7336 Manchester, right in the heart of historic Maplewood. Open 7 days a week. Best patio in St. Louis. Delicious drinks. Metal brunch on the weekends and a great kitchen menu throughout the week. And of course, Wild Card Comedy happening there every Wednesday night with Chris Sear and JC Sabala. Head on over to the Crow's Nest for a good time. And that's really the best place to kick it off, just out there on that patio, enjoying the sun and then just the sounds of the night. We've also got Fortune Teller Bar on Cherokee Street, 2635 Cherokee. They're also open 7 days a week. Beautiful inside, great decor, really makes you feel at home. But then also great seating area right out front. Just gives you a great view of everything that's going on Cherokee Street. Get one of their delicious cocktails made with in-house bitters. And also get your fortune told, of course. They've got the palm readings. They've got the tarot cards. They've got the tea leaves. And it's all there for you. So go have a drink, have a reading, have a good time, and bring a friend with you to the Fortune Teller Bar, 2635 Cherokee. And then we've got Taco Circus. That's right. It's authentic Austin, Texas style Mexican food right in the heart of St. Louis. It's a taco. It's a circus. It's Taco Circus. They are currently closed right now. They're in the process of moving from their Bevo location to their new location on the hill. Don't have an exact date for when they're going to be back up and running, but I know that when they are, you're going to want to be there. This is delicious food, guys. You don't want to miss out on it. It's everything you can need. It's like you're right there on 6th Street, but you're not. You're going to be on the hill in St. Louis. They'll be open Wednesdays through Mondays for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, catering, order when you get there, order in advance, get to go, do whatever you need to do. Just get over there and have yourself a fun time at Taco Circus, coming soon to the hill. Another great way to enjoy your summer is by going to see some comedy, you guys. There's chances for you to laugh happening every night of the week if you're here in St. Louis, and probably wherever you are. There's comedy in the nearby area, at least I hope so. But if you're here in St. Louis specifically, you know what I'm talking about. We've got open mics every night of the week, pretty much. You can go out there and see some of the hardest working comics in this scene, punching up material, writing new jokes, and trying them out on stage in front of you for the first time. We've got a lot of fantastic independent shows going on. The final fatal bus accident is going to be happening this Saturday, July 13th. It's going to be on the main stage at the Improv Shop at 8 o'clock. Fatal bus accident has been one of the greatest shows in history for years. The masterminds behind it, of course, being Stryker Spurlock, Amy Milton, Jeremy Helwig, Jonathan Venegoni, and then just every month put together a ridiculous, amazing, intricate, superb show for all of us. It's the best of comedy, and that show is coming to an end. I've had so many great laughs just sitting in the main stage at the shop watching these ridiculously talented performers come together and put this art and this experience together for us. So if you've never been to a fatal bus accident, you need to get to the final bus accident. It's Fatal Bus Accident, the last show. It's going to be this Friday, July 13th, at the Improv Shop, 8 o'clock. Be there or be one of the losers that didn't see the end of an era. Get on over there. If you're looking for something else to do, you can come to Helium this Sunday, July 14th, where I will be competing in the semifinals of their Funniest Person competition. Did the first round last month, had a great time, had a great set. Everybody had great sets. It was such a nail-biter of a round. It was a real barn burner. And this one's going to be no different. From what I can tell, this lineup's going to be amazing. J.C. Sabala is going to be on this show. Steve Beatty, Matt Barnes, Hillary Anger, Larry Green, and more and more. It's going to be stacked. You don't want to miss it. That's also going to be 8 o'clock Sunday, July 14th. You can call ahead to Helium's box office for tickets. And if you use my name when you call, those tickets will be half price. They're typically $15 for the semifinals. It'll be $7.50 if you call at least a day before and use my name when you reserve the tickets or any comic's name that's performing that night. That's not the only night of the semifinals. There are going to be multiple nights. So head on over to heliumstlouis.com. And check out the nights of each of those semifinal rounds and get yourself a ticket to at least one of them, preferably the July 14th, so you can see me do my thing. But, you know, it's great comedy. I want to see you there enjoying it, so go check it out. You can also catch the next Yours, Mine, and Ours at the Heavy Anchor. That's going to be on July 23rd, Tuesday at 8 o'clock. Our headliner is going to be Dwayne Duke. Very hilarious, coming in all the way from Cleveland, Ohio. He is the producer of the Midwest Queer Comedy Festival. Good friend of mine, got to meet him some time ago in Memphis, worked with him in Nashville for the Broken Record Comedy Show, and we're really excited to get him on the stage here in St. Louis on July 23rd. Also, we're going to have Yolanda Brown on that show. Very hilarious comic from right here in St. Louis, representing for the home team, so come see her as well, and we'll have other comics on that show as well. Please do not miss this. It's going to be Heavy Anchor, Tuesday, July 23rd, 8 p.m., $5 admission. Great drinks at the bar. The Heavy Anchor is just such a great place to do comedy and see comedy and be a part of comedy, so come on out and be a part of it. And then I'll also be there for Boondoggle. That's right, it's Aaron Sawyer's bi-monthly two-man comedy show. We will be doing that on August 15th at the Heavy Anchor, so make sure you come check it out. All right, and now I want to talk about a show I'm very excited about and very invested in for a little bit. This Friday, July 12th at the Heavy Anchor, it's going to be the Humor versus Tumor Benefit Show. If you're not familiar with Tony Gardner, he is a life source in the comedy scene here. He's one of the hardest working producers we've got right now. He does the monthly Comedy Digest show with Tree Sanchez. That's always a great opportunity for showrunners and producers here in the city to get to showcase some of their own talent. And Tony just cares so much about this scene. We're always excited to see him out and about. And this show coming up, Humor versus Tumor, means a lot to him and a lot to me as well. His 10-year-old niece Heidi was diagnosed in January with a very rare brain tumor. It's a craniopharyngioma. It's found on the pituitary gland. It's very rare. It affects children and adults as well. She's had 3 brain surgeries since being diagnosed with this in January. She is currently in the middle of what's expected to be 28 total radiation treatments. It's a 10-year-old, and she is just smiling and grinning through it all, showing herself to be a real fighter. But that's the kind of experience that takes a toll on the body, especially of a child, and it takes a toll on the family as well. And so we're having this show this Friday at the Heavy Anchor in hopes to, you know, raise some awareness and also to raise some funds just for the family as they're going through this time. The Gardners are just such a great family. I've gotten to meet a lot of them because Tony's got like 20 sisters, and they all love to come out to the comedy shows and support the scene, and they've been so supportive to us. It's time for us to return the favor and get out there. It's going to be a great lineup. Tony will be hosting the show. I'll be doing some time. We'll also have J.C. Sabala, Amber Clear, Jeremy Helwig, and Angela Smith. It's going to be a great lineup. There will be a silent auction involved. And then after the show is over, we will have a karaoke party at the Heavy Anchor, DJed by the one and only Jen Stuvey. If you've been to great karaoke in this city, it's probably been Jen Stuvie DJ, or I should say KJing, for that karaoke. She does the Crack Fox on Tuesday nights and every third Friday for the Post Impolite Company karaoke party. She's also out at Riders on Sunday nights and the Haunts on Thursdays, and you'll find her this Friday at the Heavy Anchor for that post benefit show karaoke party. We're asking for donations, $10 to $15. If you can, please guys come out, hang out with us, and help us support Heidi, what she's going through. She's just been such a strong, tough force throughout all of this. We want to see her, you know, make it through this shining and smiling. And so we're gonna face this head on, with love and laughter. And it's just gonna be, it's a great chance to support a great cause and also just enjoy some fantastic comedy and hang out with all your friends. This Friday, the doors are going to open at 8 o'clock. Show starts at 8:30, and the karaoke will start at 10:30. Again, we're asking for $10 to $15 donations, and this is all going to go straight to the Gardner family and just to help with all of the expenses that incur with a situation like this. So please take some time, come out, and join us. We'd really appreciate it. Shout out to the U.S. Women's National Team for winning their second in a row and fourth overall World Cup. The other day, that's a feat right there. It's a great way to represent to the world what we've got going on. I can't say anything else about it because I don't know anything about soccer or football, whatever you want to call it. I just know that winning the World Cup is cool. And I know that Megan Rapinoe quoted Nipsey Hussle in her celebratory post. She dropped a couple lyrics from the late, great Sir Nipsey. That's always great to see. Ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game. Now my name all in the news. Tripping on all of my moves. Quote me on this. Got a lot more to prove. That was in her Instagram post. That's off of Hustle and Motivate. So shout out to Megan Rapinoe for that game-winning goal that she had. I saw a video for it. I'm assuming it was an overtime penalty kick. I don't know, guys. I don't know how it works. I just know that U.S. women's team won, and that's something to celebrate. Nipsey got quoted. That's something to celebrate. Yeah. Tune into the Impolite Coffee Break on Fridays with Yael Hollander. I'm sure he'll have some more spicy takes for you on the state of soccer currently. You can also tune in throughout the week for Impolite Company Classic with Big Papa Chris Sear. Visit us at impolitecompany.com. Download the podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google, all of it. We're here for you. Come and listen to us. Don't forget about the sponsors, Crow's Nest, Fortune Teller Bar, Taco Circus coming soon to a new location on the Hill. And again, this Friday, Heavy Anchor, 8 o'clock, Humor versus Tumor. Doors open at 8, show starts at 8:30, karaoke party afterwards. We're asking $10 to $15, whatever you can give. Just help us get some funds together and just come out and have a good time with us. And let's keep this summer going. Have yourselves a great one. Love you guys.
Canadas is the dude that made the track lifestyle. I'll be the narrator this go round. Explicit language and content won't be toned down. Controversy might have you quoting scripture, potent and vivid as a motion picture. A gem for the people. If you can find it, press play to the end and then rewind it. A gem for the people. If you can find it, press play to the end and then rewind it. The VHS, it's the VHS lifestyle at Canadas. We'll